Jesus and his disciples sailed across the lake to the region of the Gadarenes. When he got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. For a long time this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house. No one could bind him, for he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. Living among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out night and day and cut himself with stones. He saw Jesus from a distance and ran and fell on his knees in front of him, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you not to torment me." Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." A large herd of swine was feeding nearby on the hillside. Jesus commanded the evil spirits, and they came out of the demoniac and went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. The men tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town. The people at once went out to see what had happened. They found the demoniac sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind, and they were very afraid. So they asked Jesus to leave them, because they were overcome with fear, and also perhaps because of the loss of the pigs. When Jesus got into the boat, the man begged to go with him, but the Lord sent him away, saying, "Return home and tell everyone how much God has done for you." So the man went home and told people all over the town what Jesus had done for him. After sailing back to the other side of the lake, Jesus was met by a large crowd. One of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came to him because his 12-year-old daughter was very ill. "My little daughter is dying," he said. "Please come and put your hands on her, so that she will be healed and live." Jesus at once went with him, and the crowd followed, pressing around him. A woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors, and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him in the crowd and touched the edge of his cloak, thinking, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she had been cured. Jesus knew at once that power had gone out of him, so he turned around and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding around you," his disciples answered, "and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." At that moment some men came to tell Jairus that his daughter was dead. "Why bother the master any more?" they said. Jesus paid no attention, but he told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Taking Peter, James, and John with him, he went to the ruler's house. There were many people there, crying and lamenting loudly. Jesus said to them, "Why all this weeping and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." On hearing this, they laughed at him, because they knew that she was dead. Jesus made everyone leave and took the girl's father and mother and the three disciples who were with him. He went into the room where she lay and took her by the hand, saying, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and walked around. Jesus told her parents to give her something to eat and ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. But news of this miracle spread throughout the region. Next episode, Jesus sends out the 12.